Okay, so the first source about music is the Gemara. Where are we going to start? Is the Gemara Gittes. The Gemara says they sent a shayla to my ukva. Zamru minolan de asir. How do you know that music is asir? Whoa, music is asir. Okay. Sirtei bekasav lehu. So they scratched out and wrote to him. Al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim. And this is a pasuk I have in source two, which is a pasuk in Hosea. Al tismach Yisrael el gil ka'amim. Don't rejoice, Yisrael, in the happiness of the nations. Pasuk in Hosea, in source two. Ki zonisa. The Gemara is quoting the pasuk in Hosea. Ki zonisa me'al elokecha, because you have gone off from your God. You become like a prostitute, says the pasuk. Ahavta estan, and you wanted to take the money that gets paid to a prostitute. Al kol garnos dagan, to take all the food. All the dough, wow. Literally and figuratively, to take the dough. And so how can you get so happy? So how can you be happy? So that's what Gemara says. That pasuk is telling us, you can't sing songs. We have rebelled. We have done averos, as evidenced in the Churban and the Gullus, and we've done averos. So how could it be that we are singing? V'lishloch lehu me'achos. So the Gemara asks, well, why don't you send it from here? V'shir lo yishtu yayin yemar sheichar l'shosav. So I asked, what about the pasuk in Yeshaya, which is in source 3, which the pasuk there is in the context of the pasuk is describing the destruction of Yerushalayim, and in describing the destruction of Yerushalayim, it says that they're destroyed b'shir le'yishtu yayin, with song, they will not drink wine. Yemar sheichar l'shosav, alcohol is bitter to those who drink it. Beer is bitter to those who drink it. So when you're, when you're in sadness, so you can't drink wine. So that's a better source that you shouldn't drink wine. So what does the Gemara answer? Imeahu, if it would have been from over there, from that pasuk in Yeshaya, back to the Gemara in source number one, second line, Imeahu, if from there, Hava mina zamra demana. I would have thought that it's the music from an instrument. That's the problem. Aval depuma, shari, maybe the mouth is okay, right? Because the second pasuk says bashir, and maybe bashir somehow indicates more of an instrument. The Gemara says that just a cappella would be okay. Kamash balan, that even a cappella would be a problem. That's all. That's all. Over there. So the Gemara here.
Most of the a cappella heter is all not a thing.
Oh, we'll get there.
It's all
one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. So that's what it's saying. Basically, the Gemara says that even singing music without instruments is a problem based on these psukim. So the question is, where does this come from? It's based on why should it be, and when does it apply? Okay? So far,
as I know,
so far it sounds like everything's awesome.
Every day.
You don't have any. So we don't have any distinctions. Oh, so let's begin. So the Gemara.
There is a minhag in Yerushalayim, apparently, if you can play instruments even at a wedding.
That's true. So let's see some of the sources. So the Gemara in Bavel Basra is one source, the Achronim point two, and that is the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan in source 4. Kishacharav Habayis Bishniyo, when the second base of English was destroyed, Rabu Prushin Bi Yisrael. There were many people who were very removed themselves from Gashmias, Shalalech al Basar of Lalishtos Yaim. They didn't drink wine, they didn't drink eat meat and didn't drink wine.
Nice.
Okay, that's pretty serious. Yeah. After the base of English was destroyed, they're pretty serious. So Nitva Lahen Rabbi Yeshua, Sir Rabbi Yeshua, got involved with them. Amar Lahen Bonai, my children. Says, what's this? Why aren't you? What's wrong with the meat and wine? Why aren't you drinking? Drink? No, not probably not. Rabbi Yeshua. Stam Rabbi Yeshua is not Rabbi Yeshua Makarcha. We got to say Tana Rabbi Yeshua. According to Bryce here, so Amru Lo Nocha Basar Shemimenu Makriven Akabim Mizbeach Achsha Batel. Can we really eat meat which was brought as a korban on Mizbeach? Now it's Batel. Now you can't do it anymore. We're gonna really eat meat. Nishte yayin shemenaschin al gabi amizbeah v'achshav batel, and drink wine which should be poured. We learned about the nizach hayayin, nizach hamayim, nizach hayayin, all that stuff that we learned about. Very good. So that was primarily the nizach hayayin. Nizach hamayim was only in sugar. So the yayin. So he says that they used to use wine for that. We're going to drink wine. How can you bring yourself to drink wine after that? So he says, okay, well, you know, if you do that, then imkein lechem lo nocha, you can't eat bread. Shekvar bala menachos, there used to be menachos are made out of bread.
Hey, if you want to keep going on that trend, let's keep going.
Exactly. He says, well, why don't I can eat fruit. I'll just eat fruit. There's no bikurim, so you have the same issue. Esher peiros achirim. Fine, I'll have other peiros.
That's good. He doesn't give.
Fine, okay, peiros. Right. So what are you gonna do? Not drink water. Ma'im lanisha shakar. Pizza lanisha shakar. That's what he says. That's what he says. He says, come on, I can give out with apples. Good. So he says, what about water? So at that point, shasku. They didn't respond. Yeah, they realized.
Accepted it.
It's just that they accept. Okay, it's all discussed. Fine. So Amar Lahan. So let's see. Amar Lahan. Bonai. So they were like stumped, basically. You know, they realized. Sure, I think they realized that their argument didn't really work. So what did he say? Amar Lahan Bonai, my children. Bova Amar Lahan. I'll tell you. Shalulis Abel Kaliker. Yeah, sure. Shikvar Nigzer Gzer. You're gonna tell me you're not gonna mourn at all? You can't, because we already have the gzera, the decree of the destruction of the basement, but you got to mourn. And you can't mourn more, you know, above and beyond. That's impossible. Why? And goes in gzera ala tzibur. Yelim kein rov tzibur yechol in lamur bus. Because we don't make a gzera ala tzibur unless most of the people can hold on to that. So it's going to be too hard to live at, to be at this level where you're so not eating anything. That's too high of a level. And so he can't make such gzera, as the pasuk says. Dichsiv the meira atem neirim veosi atem kovim hagoy kulo. Pasuk in Malachi, which basically says there's a gzera hagoy kulo. It applies to everybody, and you see from that pasuk that he needed to apply to everybody. Fine.
What?
If it's not ever bustering,
it's a social construct. If it slowly becomes how people live, then it. Is a way that you can.
But the assumption is that most people aren't going to really have that. Can you imagine no meat at all? It's pretty extreme. We do it for 9 days, but it's pretty hard. So the Gemara goes on to say, okay, fine. So here's the things you're going to do. Some of the things you're probably familiar with, like to leave part of the house unfinished.
But the Gemara goes on to
like that. The Gemara gives that example and other things which we.
Not meat and wine.
We may have later in the Shulchan Aruch, but not meat and wine.
It's interesting about these people not drinking wine because I know someone whose son passed away at a very young age. And the mother, whatever, this woman is friends with my mother, so she said, like, after her son passed away, she couldn't drink any wine.
Mm-hmm.
She still, you know, like it, like, right. On Shabbos, she couldn't bring herself, and, like, you know, it's been a while, also. So it's like, I don't know, maybe it was just because, like, things that they enjoy, like, the sadness, like, invaded their life so much that, like...
100%.
These pleasures that...
For sure. There's no. I don't think the Gemara is speaking against that. The Gemara just says, you can't tell me this has to become public policy.
Mm.
Can't be public policy because we have a nazir. We have such a thing that people take upon themselves not to drink wine. But to make it public policy, that can't be because that would be too much for people to handle. So that can't really be the way to mourn. And the Gemara goes on to enumerate the ways in which we mourn. Well, but what do we see from this Gemara? The Gemara doesn't talk about music, but you see that you do see the concept of the Gemara, that part of Avelus is to refrain from certain pleasures we have in life. Part of the Avelus of the Korban. Is to refrain, and so this is an indication to this idea of Zamra, meaning it would be consistent. You know, maybe music is something that people can handle, and it would be consistent with the ideas in this Gemara. More clearly, although the source is also a little vague, is the Mishnah and Sota in source 5, Mishibatla Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin was Batel, so Batel Hashir Mibesh HaMishdaos. So then, song became Batel from the coffee houses, the houses where they drank alcohol. Mishtos, from drinks, the houses of drinks, from the pubs. Shenemar, Bashir, Lo Yishtiyayin, he quotes that passage that we saw earlier, which Aaron Gamar quotes, Bashir, Lo Yishtiyayin, with song, do not drink wine. So there seemed to be some problem with having wine and song together, and has to do with this bittul of the Sanhedrin, the canceling of the Sanhedrin, or the closing up of the Sanhedrin. So there's another idea here in this Mishnah of not drinking wine. So the question...
It doesn't bring up this one. Possibly.
So it doesn't bring up the other pasuk. Good question. That's the Achorim deal with that. I'm not going to get into it. Moshe has all true about that. Right. But so that's a question. And so actually that does raise the issue. Is this the same thing that Argamar was talking about?
Right.
Maybe Argamar was just a different practice about how to...
You actually still do that? Actually.
So let's see. So before we get to that, what's the connection between Sanhedrin and song? Like why would we connect those two things? Okay, Sanhedrin, Dinim, fine, but why would the Sanhedrin lead us to not have songs? So one of the Achronim in Sota, I think, if I'm not mistaken, points to two sources, potentially. One is the Ian Yaakov points this out. So one is that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah makes the following point in Source 6. Amar Yehuda Baridi, Amar Yochran. Eser Ma'asos Nasa Shechina. The Shechina traveled 10 times. Mikra, it says in the Pasuk that the Shechina traveled 10 times. Connect up Gol Sanhedrin Migumar. And corresponding to those 10 travels of the Shechina, there was 10 exiles of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was on the move. They had to move from place to place. They kicked out of Yerushalayim and they got moved from place to place. So, and the Gemara goes on to just give the source for all this. But says the Ian Yaakov, we see from this Gemara a relationship between Sanhedrin and Hashras HaShechina. That's why we compare the two, because when the Shechina moves, Sanhedrin is some indication of the Shechina leaving that place. The Sanhedrin brings about Hashras HaShechina, and if the Sanhedrin moves, so that's a loss of Shechina. So that's something already to, you know, whoa, they're not going to, can't sing, lost the Shechina. So that's already something where it makes sense, maybe, that we wouldn't be singing. So that's maybe a shot in this mission. So though, you have to, you know, it's not just that we lost the court system, we lost the Shechina. All right, then we don't sing. That's one point. In Source 7, I'm not going to read it inside, but the Meiri basically goes on and says, what is the issue with singing? So he says the issue with singing is, if you just actually look at the top line, kol mine zemer ha'asuyin l'simchas holus. Simchas holus is just like frivolous, just, you know, just having a party. Any music that's used just like a party like that, v'lo l'chavin mehem l'shevach ha'bori yisparach. And it's not for any praise of Hashem, olitzad mitzvah, or any mitzvah to be accomplished. El derech kalas rosh. It's just kalas rosh, v'tanog mina malchol v'mishta, and you're, you know, you're having a party, you're having good food, drink, music. Aser l'shomo l'shtasheya bo. You can't listen to it, you can't be involved in it. Whether it's an instrument or about pen.
This is applying to when? Always?
That's what the Meiri held?
And he says, well, we'll see where he applies it, but he says, in the middle of the third line, that Dover Bali de Hergel Aveiro. He says, okay, it's going to come to an Aveiro. What? He's not wrong.
Wait,
he says, and if you look, just look towards the end, let's look towards the end. Look five lines down. So he goes on, he says, a wedding music is okay, for a mitzvah is okay. If you look five lines line, it says, the Afa Mikros, towards the end line, the Afa Mikros, the Pesukim recorded, Shalom Nemar, El Derech Pritzus. It's talking about music with Derech Pritzus. We know what kind of music that is. Contemporary music. V'hu she'amar ke'amim. Kolomar ke'minag ha'amim. So listen to the music of the people around you, the non-Jewish culture around you. Okay? V'chein b'chshir, l'yishtu yayin, that pasuk that says not having it with wine, with song, it's called El Derech Pritzus. It's not that it's the wine per se, says the Meiri, but it's the fact that that is what creates the atmosphere of Pritzus. And that's really what the issue is, says Meir. The Ian Yaakov says, and what's pshat? Then with the Sanhedrin. When there's a Sanhedrin, we have a certain higher level of Yira Shemai, or Yira for the Sanhedrin. You know, the Sanhedrin are out there, Dayanim, you get in trouble, they're Onshim. So there's a, in the air, there's more of a sense of Yira Shemai. And once you lose the Sanhedrin, I mean, think about it. Imagine if there was actually Misas based in around.
Loads of death.
Well, the truth is, the Gemara says you wouldn't have a lot of people dying because you need a very particular. You need to have Edom and Hasra. It's a very particular circumstance. But
still death.
The point is, there is some death, at the end of the day, there's a certain awe, there's a certain fear almost that would be upon the people. So you're not going to get as carried away. So with
70 just huge in the economy.
And then they passed in Shilas and they gave,
all the factors involved.
Right.
Like
so,
the tools, the building,
that's why it's Ganzel Pashim, yeah. So anyway, that's what the Meiri says, and it could be, this is the Pshat, and the relationship between Sanhedrin and music, and Sanhedrin will avoid the issues the Meiri raised. Be that as it may, we may come back to these distinctions in a minute, but we have this Gemara in Gittin, and we have this Mishnah in Sota. Okay? These are the two sources that are indicating the Gemara and Baba Basra is the concept of mourning over the Korban, but these two sources tell us explicitly that in some form or another music is prohibited. Says Tosfos in Gittin, source 8, Perish Bekuntris L'shorer Bebeis HaMishdos. The Gemara says, just how do you know music is usher? Rashi there explains that it's referring to Beis HaMishdos. Where do we see the phrase Beis HaMishdos?
We're on the Gemara in
the Mishan Sota. The Mishan Sota, Beis HaMishdos. So Rashi just connects the two Gemaras. Yeah, they're talking about the same exact thing. When it says that the Gemara get in, don't sing songs, the Gemara is referring to the singing in the pubs. And not only that, he says it's indicated that way in the pasuk. V'chein lishlach v'chein mashman. So it is implied. They quote that pasuk.
That's referring to always.
You know, oh, sure. So the Gemara
is
what do we do with this? So just to finish, let's go down for a minute. Two lines from the bottom. From the bottom, that tells us v'roi lahachman is appropriate to be machmir b'chayotze and these kinds of things. Dahu b'Yerushalmi, sorry, something like that, which is said in the Yerushalmi. That the koyim v'damich b'zamra shemsanu b'yoseh, that a person, it was inappropriate for a person to wake up from his sleep with zamra, with music.
What?
So what? I think my Rebbe said this, I have to confirm, I think he said that it's specifically referring to like more like an orchestra kind of music, like a band. You know, a person, like, because he says, the way the Ramah writes it is a derech melachim, the way of kings. So I can imagine like kings got woken up with a whole orchestra. Not like you're playing your, you know, your
CD
player.
Like people came in like,
yeah, they woke up the king, whatever, some wake up thing.
It's so, nice that.
So
like
he writes, like, yeah, because look at it, Shemis Aneg B'Yoser. It's too much pleasure. I mean, that if you get woken up with an orchestra, it's like, oh, you wake up in the morning, first thing is I'm enjoying this beautiful orchestra. We just do it to have loud music to wake us up. That's why we use music.
No, someone that put like daft to like Beethoven, it's nice.
You wake up to Beethoven?
Sometimes like that.
I'm
full of sense. That's not allowed. No, man.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. Not sure.
Are you saying these are actual? This is because
we're gonna see it. We're gonna see it in the Shulchan Aruch.
Wait, but the whole point is.
Hold on. We're getting there. Wait a second. We'll just finish the Tosos. The Shir Shal Mitzvah. Sorry, but if it's a mitzvah, could go on. B'shas Chupa Shosin the Samechas the Kala. Fine. Then it's okay. Ma'aser Shaya Kachaya. I once went to a. Actually, that's just interesting things about Tzarech Mitzvah. The Poskim discusses Tzarech HaShulchan talks about what about a Siyam? A Bar Mitzvah boy makes a Siyam. Can he have music there?
So says, right, yeah.
Boy. What?
What about some headphones you on the bus? Can
one second, we'll right, get there. Yeah, so there's, you're not drinking wine.
Oh, that's fine.
So according to Tosos. And then Rav Moshe has a suffix. Rav Moshe discusses what about at a banquet? Okay, we had Siyam at our banquet. But you want to have just you want to have wine and music,
right,
at a banquet? So Rav Moshe says if it's like for sort of tzedakah, he's not sure because it's not like the music is enhancing the tzedakah. So he discusses that. So then he says
you can't just start out
wine. The whole thing is wine with music.
According to Tosos, that's correct. It's wine with music.
Right. As opposed to regular music.
So let's see.
As opposed to the ears, you all that just music alone.
So let's turn the page to the Rambam. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tanius. Source 9, Mechain Gazru. And so they made a gzera shalol and nagein mikli shir to not play any instruments v'chomine zemer and any other types of song v'chomashmiya kol and types of making noise shal shir music also l'smoch b'hen, you cannot rejoice with them, also the shaman mibnei churban, you cannot hear them because of the churban v'afilu shir b'peh al hayayin asur. The Rambam has an interesting distinction where the Rambam says that instruments are a problem always and yayin is b'peh. Okay.
Always,
let's keep on going in the Rambam. Shenamar b'shir leyushiyayin that pasuk. V'arnagu kol yisrael lo ma'adirit tishpachos o shir shahodas lakel chayotzei v'hen al yayin. However, the minhag is to give praise to Hashem and thanks to Hashem with wine. So that would be similar to Tosos Eretz Bechasan Akala and other mitzvos. But the Rambam says, does the Rambam have any distinctions of? It sounds like the Rambam always says, other than mitzvah, it is also to listen to music. Certainly on an instrument and with so Lefi the Rambam, that's correct. You cannot listen to music according to the Rambam.
It's crazy,
except for a simcha.
It's crazy, right?
So Maisa Shahaya. Not before we get to my Maisa Shahaya, so my brother told me a story. Rav Nemetzel, we met Rav Nemetzel in the old city. So Rav Nemetzel is machmir like this Rambam. So apparently the minhag was in their house that the kids, one of his sons is the chief rabbi of the old city.
Friday,
now.
Probably, no?
Is, no, Friday. What's a mitzvah to music on Erev Shabbos? So these kids, but they would make a siyum. Every Friday, some one of the kids would make a siyum so that they could have music in the house on Erev Shabbos.
No.
So you're saying on Motza Shabbos you can't listen to that. You know what I mean? Shabbos to kill the house to listen to music.
I don't know what that is, but correct. You can't hear it. That's so crazy. Maybe they make a siyum on Shabbos also. But they would make their siyum on Erev Shabbos every Friday in the house. The kids made a siyum on a different masechta so that they could listen to music. I mean, they rotate. You only have to make once a month.
Yeah.
But, and they were, because he had, I think there are four, boys. I think he has four boys right now himself. So, I assume the girls didn't make siyum.
Wow, that's crazy. What did you do now?
Nemenzel? I assume he still doesn't listen to music. He's
that's
old.
Not, it's not for him, though.
But
hey,
his kids. So
Nemenzel
is Machmir. And I also have a friend. I have a friend who was Machmir for this. And then when he got married, so his wife played an instrument, like played the violin or something, or the flute. I remember what it was. I think it was violin.
Yeah,
and he had to do Hataras Adarim. If Shalbai had to do Hataras Adarim, not to be Machmir anymore. Okay. Nice, but what is clear? What is clear? Music and wine is a problem, right?
So you can't go out with your boys and have a right now wine
like a beer.
Ma'isa shahaya kachaya. Ma'isa. You can't. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Ma'isa shahaya kachaya. I went out to eat once with my wife. It was my birthday, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And we got one of those. They have those like Groupon, you know those things. And I give like you pay like $50, you get $100 worth of food or something.
It's a thing.
It's pretty cool. It's a thing. Yeah. So I went to a restaurant in Manhattan. This is what we got. My birthday trip.
How did they serve you worse than this other thing?
They just give you like, yes. I'll tell you exactly what happens. I'll tell you exactly what happens. So it wasn't on the other place. So I get there. Oh, so the chap is, right, this is the chap. They say, oh, $50, you get $150 worth. Why? Because they give you wine. Like you would never buy a bottle of wine for $30, $40, but they give you wine as part of the deal. Fine. So they're giving me wine. And I get to the restaurant and there's like a live guy playing guitar at the restaurant.
Oh my God.
While they have the wine. So I was like, oh man, what am I going to do? So I asked the maitre d', I said like, you know, I asked the waitress, I was like, I can't drink the wine. You know, I can't drink the wine. Is it okay if I take the bottle? I didn't want to lose the money on the wine. And like, no, I'm sorry, I can only pour you a cup of wine, you can't take the bottle. So I pour me a cup. So like, what am I going to do? I can't drink the wine. Okay, I'm not going to drink the wine. So then my friend was coming to me because he was coming to say hi. He stopped by, I lived in the city, so he's saying hi. I called my Rebbe to confirm, but he said, yeah. And he's like, who gives Ashkacha in this place? Like, this pony gives Ashkacha. He's like, I'm like, I'm here. He's like, oh, okay, it's not a great Ashkacha, fine. So my friend came and I told him about it. So my friend was all worked up. So he goes to the maitre d' and he's like, you know, it's a halachic reason why they can't drink the wine. What are you doing here? So a few minutes later, the owner of the store comes out. And the owner of the store sits down with me and he starts asking me, you know, what's the story? I said, yeah, it's halacha, I can't drink wine with the music. And like, I just want to have the wine. I paid for the wine. I want to have it. So he's like, yeah, we lost the OU because of this issue.
Oh
the OU took away their hashgacha because of this, because they wanted to have live music, like, you know, make it nicer. He's like, okay, whatever. In the end, Lemaisa, I convinced him I didn't convince him. He just heard me out and he gave me the bottle of wine to take. And I got a free bottle of wine.
Wow, that's sick story.
How the mic you're going out to?
Wait, can we see his house, you know?
Well, what about like music recording? Like, let's say,
so we're going to get to recording music in a second. Let's get to that in a minute. So basically, that's what happened with the Shaila, and this is Halach L'maisa. Everyone seems to agree to that case. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So the question, before we get to maybe more of this, actually, I don't have the Shulchan Aruch here in front of us. I do have a Shulchan Aruch about this. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Source 10. V'chein gazru shelo linagein b'kli shir. V'chol minei zemr v'chol mashmiya kol shel shir v'samayagwem. They made a gazer not to listen to anything. This is the Shulchan Aruch according to the opinion of the Rambam. No distinctions. Says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim dafka misha ragil bahem. Only people are like, it's really, they're accustomed to it. You go to Hamalachim, Shomdim, the Shulchan Aruch, they go to wake up and go to sleep with instruments. The Beis Hamishneh. Yeah, those people who it's like exceptionally, you know, joyful for them, so then it's a problem. In joyful situations, like these people who go to sleep with the music or the people who are having music out at the, you know, with a drink.
I don't know if they're rugged by them, they should be able to listen to music at all.
I think the idea is that when they're rugged, that's, you know,
that's
you just, meaning if you're just sitting here and we hear there's some music going on, like we just get together some friends and we start playing a little guitar, you know. We just take out music. I mean, what's the main issue is the music. So we start playing an instrument, okay, fine. But if you do it in this context, which is like this souped up situation of going, waking up, going to sleep, or with the wine, so that's when it's more pleasurable, more of a tanug, more of like a olam hazeh, oh, schmack. As opposed to like sitting around and playing some music. So according to the Tosos, you can.
No wine.
There's no wine.
According to
Machaber, you can. Yeah, as it continues, also the Shomam, Mipnei Achurban, and then he ends, Vafilu Shir Bepen Le Yain Asur Shen Emar, Vishir Le Yishtu Yain.
Wait, 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 so I'm Akin's music?
I don't know, I'm not a Sephardi, so I don't know what the, I don't know what the custom of the Sephardi communities are, so you should ask a Sephardi Rav.
Yeah,
but the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch seem to say this. And wow. Certainly the minhag of Ashkenazim is not this way. Wow. Yes.
Okay, so I just want to get this clear. So this is talking about strictly, source number 10 is talking strictly about, let's say, the 3 weeks?
No, it's not talking about 3 weeks yet. Anyway, source 11 brings us to 3 weeks. Stomp, always.
A king during...
Anytime.
Like nowadays should not...
Correct.
Even though there really aren't any Jewish kings, but either way.
Yeah.
And then also just... Meaning we make an exception for weddings.
Weddings and mitzvahs and bris and, you know. It actually doesn't say bris, it says the chasen and kala. Fine.
Okay, but that's basically just like Christmas, no?
Yeah, the Rama, but the Mechaber is like the Rambam. Says Rav Moshe and Sorcerer.
Can I make a scene you could have wine and music?
Yes.
The Rambam was
I meant to do that soon.
Oh, no, music during 9 days? No.
It's not the 9 days, it's after 10.
Oh, that's it. That's
okay. Rambam would hold that you cannot.
We don't party anymore.
Rambam would hold that you make everything. Listen to music even after.
Except this is a big chumrah.
Clearly not.
You cannot even have music.
Clearly,
the Rambam says you cannot have music at all. I told you that right now. So.
But even at headphones?
Not even.
Oh, the headphones, okay.
Not even at a wedding?
Not a wedding, you can have music. He says.
Wait, we're talking about live music, you can have music, or any type of music.
So, the poskim talk about that. There is a distinction.
When they say the king is just letting the clear, that's
what I'm saying. So, the poskim discuss what is this. Is live music, is not live music. There is a discussion amongst like a 20th century poskim.
Public, like I'm saying, your own private headphones, you're not gonna get in a situation where it's a connoisseur or anything else.
Yeah, but we generally, when we have gazeras like this, it's low plug. We don't make such like distinctions of this situation, that situation. Like it's very hard to make distinctions. Mitzvah is a different category, but it's hard to make other kinds of distinction. So the poskim discuss a little bit about recorded music. There's different opinions in the poskim. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, you can see, and they bring it down.
Chilik Vav,
yeah. I have one over there if you want to look at it. But,
I look at it in the back.
Yeah, but you know, they're different shitas about the recorded music. Actually, I think I wrote down a little bit here in my notes. Who says that Tzitz Eliezer thinks that it's recorded the same thing. Sorry, the Tzitz Eliezer thinks it's the equivalent. It's whatever, the recorded music doesn't change anything. So he thinks it doesn't change.
The same result would happen.
Right, he thinks it doesn't change. And Rav Ozner even thinks it's worse. He thinks recorded acapella is worse. Because recorded acapella, now it's, you have an instrument, which is the recording of it. It's not like hearing live acapella, it's even worse. So, okay, that's a discussion. And yes, according to this, it would come out that even recording music would be... Others say recording music is okay, but according to this, recording music would be a problem even according to the Ramah. In the wine context would be a problem even according to the Ashkenazim. So Rav Moshe writes in source 11, Uvimei Sfira Yesh Lesor Bezamra Demane. During Sfira's Omer, we should prohibit music with instruments, Af Lahamatir and Ayin Shum, even according to those who usually make us. Even though usually we make it like Tosos, but it says during the Sfira, you should machmir like the Rambam. Certainly Bein HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks, we should be machmir like the Rambam Shita. Okay, v'yesh lahachmir gam l'ktanim, he says, fine. So that's the idea, says Rav Moshe. This, you know, now comes to halacha maaseh, so people talk about it. You can't listen to, music. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Oh, that's not
Tosas
anyways.
Tosas
says,
no. That's what it sounds like from that Gemara. Because that Gemara doesn't distinguish.
How come we don't know?
There's so many things I feel like so Torah's, that's a lot of halachas. You learn. Okay, that's what we're learning. So let's get back to the story. So the people talk about not listening to music during Sphira, not listening. What's that? Not listening to music during Sphira, not listening to music during the 3 weeks. Where does that come from? Says Rav Moshe, that comes from saying we should be machmir like the Rambam. Right. You know, we usually make those, we should be machmir like the Rambam.
I mean, during 3 weeks?
During 3 weeks. But, yeah, because like the Churban, I mean, ultimately, it all goes back to the Churban, so like we're hiding.
It's not really being machmir.
Is it because of your
Pashas that we are doing during 3 weeks? It's not.
No, we're just finding a different sheet though.
Yeah,
we're flung. The rest of the year, we fall to.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Willi didn't.
You can go
yeah, Rabbi Willi didn't like that.
Well, you didn't like what?
He didn't like that idea. We switch sheet this.
Or is it because.
We should.
No, if we should make it, we're make it. Why are we holding like the round for the three? We'll get there. 1 second.
I don't understand though. Is it between. I mean, do we make a distinction between, let's say, listening to music and drinking wine because of. Kalas Rosh, but also because of the happiness, let's say, that it gives, because that may be a distinction to be made, let's say, with our approach throughout the whole year, unlike the Rambam, as opposed to, let's say, the 3 weeks, meaning we'll avoid drinking, we won't drink, you know, have like a Mishnah with music during the rest of the year in order to avoid Kalas Rosh.
Okay.
But we'll listen to music, unlike the Rambam, as opposed to, let's say, in the 3 weeks, that we won't even listen to regular music like the Rambam because of happiness, not because, like, let's say, a decree is like
maybe, but we don't. The Gemara doesn't say that about the 3 weeks.
What?
The Gemara doesn't say about the 3 weeks that you can't listen to music.
Meaning?
The Gemara doesn't, you know, the Gemara says the Mishnah says the Matim, the Simcha. But it's hard to define. It's hard to say that's really the source for no music.
I guess
Moshe seems to say, okay, this is for Machmir. But again, it's not so. It's just a bit strange to say.
I guess
you change
would have to have an example, though. Meaning, like, if the Shulchan Aruch says,
a simcha,
Matin Misimcha,
we're going to get it right here. Let's go to source 12.
I have a question. So at a gather, Sunday gathering, I'm like, you say, a nice drink like, and drinks. I can't do that. I can't go
at church? No, definitely not.
Drink some wine? No.
Let's say alcohol.
Drinks and wine, drinks and alcohol seem to be a problem, even according to music and alcohol seem to be a problem, even according to Tosafot. Okay, source 12. So we're okay. Let's just summarize where we are for a second. We're dealing with the music in general issue. We dealt with that. Whether or not that should affect the 3 weeks, Rav Moshe suggests maybe that's how we should say it, but others don't say that. The Badei HaShulchan is one of the Sfarim in Halacha and Hilchos Avelos. What? So whether this should be a reason to be machmir during 3 weeks is questionable, and Sfiras Omer would be the same thing. So now let's see if we have another source. So if we look at source 12, so it says the Shulchan Aruch be Rosh Chodesh Ad Hatanis, from Rosh Chodesh Ad until Tisha B'Av, mimatim b'maso matim b'binin shel simcha, we minimize our business dealings and our building of simcha. If you go and base chasnas, you know you want to build a home for your son. Or bidin shel tzior, you want to make some beautiful structure, the kior and some kind of sink. Uvenetia shel simcha, some planting of simcha, whatever that is. Leaving aside the examples, point is you can't get involved in all this simcha dika building and business and kind of things like that. Fine, and so that's one point. Then towards the end of the third line, the ain not going into the fourth line. The ain nosim nashim, and we don't get married. The ain osin sudas erusin, you can't make a suda of erusin. As you know from Kiddushin, there's Erisin and then Nisuin. Aval le'ares below Sudam, you can do the Erisin without a meal. Afil b'tishba atzma, even on Tishba, you could do Erisin. Mutu le'ares shelo yikad menu acher, so no one else should come first, right? If you don't get this girl, someone else is going to come first. You can even do the Erisin on Tishba. Zok the Rambam, 1 second. Minog in lahachmir shein nosim miyudzayin tamas ve'elach ad acher. Tishba here is one of the main sources for the 3 weeks concept that we have according to the Rama, which Sfarim don't have, right here on the pages we're discussing.
How does bring it in the sheet?
What?
For
the 3 weeks?
Yeah,
I don't remember. But the Rama writes here, the Rama here at least writes that the 3 weeks not to get married, whereas the Mechaber only holds from Tisha B'Av. Now, says the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to do Erisin, right? So someone shouldn't come first. Umei hai taima, mutalaso shiduchin. So we do Erisin and Kedushin together, right? In the marriage now, you go to a wedding, they do, first the giving the ring is Erisin, then Nisuin, I mean Erisin, Nisuin. Nisuin is the chuppah or yichurim, different opinions what that is. But what we do, we have like an engagement, right? We still have that concept. So that's something else called Shiduchin. Mi'ayta mutar laso Shiduchin. Umikom makom nearly the aser lasso suda. You can't make a suda shiduchin. Vafil below rikudim mecholos. Even without dancing, lo dami the bris mila. Okay, you cannot do this even on Shabbos. Just skipping for a second. Umiu three. Sorry. The nearly last line now. So he said, so he's talking about getting engaged. The nearly dosher lasos rikudim mecholos b'yud zayin b'tamas ve'ilach. You cannot make rikudim mecholos, circles and dancing, from yud zayin tamas ve'ilach. You can't have dancing during the 3 weeks. You know, I don't even know that for a seam. It's okay. This we avoid within 3 weeks because getting married is a mitzvah. Also, you're supposed to avoid this. So says the Aruch HaShulchan based on this. V'chein etzleinu lasos shiduchin v'lichtos tanoim mutter. You're allowed to get engaged during, he's talking about Sfiras Omer, but it'll be the same thing about the 3 weeks. Umutr laso sudi, you can make a suda achlo birikudim mechulas, you can't do dancing. The kol shekein she'osher lezamer b'klishir. And certainly it's usher to have instruments. Some say, oh, you see from here, you can't have an instrument, you can't have instruments, you can't have music during the 3 weeks, or during Sfiras Omer. Once Rabbi Willig spoke about this, if he'd ask you, what is more simchadik, dancing or listening to music?
Dancing.
So the kol shekein v'aruch hashulchan, he said, doesn't usually like to argue with aruch hashulchan, but if it's could be it's relative to the times, but in our times he thought it's hard to understand this kol shekein to say that if dancing is a, no, because you could listen to music. No, maybe you could listen to music during the 3 weeks. Is this telling us you cannot listen to music during the 3 weeks? So the aruch hashulchan seemed to say yes, you can't listen to music. Why? Because if you can't dance, certainly you can't listen to music. Music makes you even happier. That's a little bit hard to understand. So you should. So just because you can't dance doesn't mean you can't listen to music. Music? What's music? It's not a big deal. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And some point to this is the source. And there's a sefer in Hilchos Avelos, contemporary sefer written by the Badi HaShulchan. I think he's quoting Badi HaShulchan's son, Rabbi Willig, has been using. I saw the Chelkas Ben Yamin.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yamin Cohen. So his father.
I didn't know that father was his son.
No, it's the Badi HaShulchan's son. The Badi HaShulchan is the Fivel Kohen, as a lot of sermon in Yeridea. So the Fivel Kohen writes in his Sefer Hilchos Avelos, he just says, I don't really know what the source is that people say, you know, you've heard this before, right? You can't listen to music during Sfira, during Avelos, during 3 weeks. Anybody heard that before?
Yeah.
So the Badi HaShulchan writes, I don't really know what the source is, but the minog is to be machmir. That's what Badi HaShulchan says.
The Rambam has no source, then I don't know.
No, the source but is the Rambam. We don't hold like the Rambam. Ashkenaz,
Ramosha
says that. I'm just saying, not everyone agrees with the Ramosha because it's a little strange to change your psak for 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah,
but I don't understand. Wait, so though, it's such an accepted thing.
What?
If the minhag has no source, then why is it such an accepted?
So that's what the Baal Shulchan says. This is the minhag, and don't deviate. And Rabbi Willig said, who said that's the minhag? Yeah. Why make a minhag up that doesn't exist? So that's why Rabbi Willig is pretty makil about music. During the 3 weeks, during Sfira, during Avelos, dancing, the concert during that time, it's a problem.
Avelos
is, yeah. The halachas of the 3 weeks are patterned after Avelos.
What a kumzitz would be completely different, right?
A kumzitz would be different because a kumzitz is made meant to inspire us. Like some of the concerts we saw earlier, that, you know, even though.
Why is the concert worse?
Even the Rambam, right? Ultimately, what is the reason for the Rambam not to have music? It's because of the Churban. We want to be sad. But he says to have direct tishbachos, praise to Hashem, or thanks to Hashem, that would be okay. So to be inspired by the music, that would be okay. But just to have
Kabbalah Shabbos, like
Kabbalah Shabbos, that would be okay. But just to have
Simchas
Beis Hashoeva, that's a Gemara talks. Oh, we have Zeichus Simchas Beis Hashoeva. No, but that's also to bring us up and close and be inspired. But just to listen to music stam for a chill, for a good time, nothing to do with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, that would be problematic.
Why do you say concert is worse?
That's
how it works.
They dance.
The concept is, that's where the dancing the concept.
Dancing.
That the Magen Avraham already talks about. The dancing is a problem. Dancing during 3 weeks should be avoided. Like Simcha dancing is a problem.
I feel that we don't hold the Rambam.
Yeah, this is unrelated to the Rambam. This is Avelos point. This is going in with the laws of Avelos. That Avelos, but if you can't get married during Avelos, the Magen Avraham extends. Not only can you not get married, but you can't have dancing during Avelos and during the 3 weeks. Or during Sfiras Omer. Those are three periods of types of Avelos we have.
Nice.
So some extend from dancing to listening to music. We point out it's a little bit hard, it's a hard jump to make. So either you have to say, okay, that's a minhag, or say, no, that's not a minhag, and you can listen to music. But the bottom line is the poskim do say, you know, music for exercise and music to calm yourself down when you're driving or nervous or motivation. Even that would not really be part of the problem. The problem is music for simcha. You're not supposed to have extra simcha during this time. that's the kind of music that would be a problem. Although for the Rambam, I don't think the Rambam would permit it, because the Rambam would say there's an absolute prohibition 365 days a year. Once there's no Beis Hamikdash, cannot touch music anymore. We can't listen to instruments. That's the Rambam's opinion. So in some, these are, we spoke about music in general, but that may relate specifically to the 3 weeks if you follow Rav Moshe's approach, that during the 3 weeks, the Ashkenazim at least will be more machmir. Again, what the practice of Svarim, you have to ask the Svarim Rav. I didn't get a chance to look up in Yalkut Yosef. They don't have it in camp. So take a look at Yalkut Yosef and let me know. So that is one. That is one issue. And then potentially others say that the source of the minhag is this idea of not having weddings, and extended from that is not having dancing, and maybe an extension for that is not listening to music. Although we pointed out, it's not clear. And again, no one really knows what the source of this minhag is, but there is a pretty strong minhag, although there is basis to be makel. And I know in some of the camps, like in Morashah, they're makel by music, I assume here too, but there is basis to be makel for music, but to have simcha dancing during 3 weeks, that would be much more difficult. Okay. We didn't get to the last part about singing from Shir Hashirim, but maybe another time. Okay, so yeah.